caviar, even jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, folks, here we are, man. Flea Flicker Friday. I just kind of in one of those. Can y'all hear me out there? Joe Silver, give me a thumbs up if you can hear. All right, yeah. Buddy. Thanks. Thanks,
man.
Hey, I'm in one of those moods today. I got on my camo hat. That's usually a sign of war. Most of you understand that. And I got on my, I ain't wearing no mask shirt. Just kind of feeling that way here this morning. By the way, that's a movement that's kind of sweeping the nation. I don't know if you guys know that or not. One of the problems that the deep state, call them whatever you want to, one of the problems they're having is they can't get people to fall in line, get a vaccine. They thought it would go easier than that, and there's getting some resistance. So we have to keep it up, and I could do a whole show. I could do 5 shows. I could do 6 shows on vaccinations and the impact and results and future consequences of it, but I'm not going to do that. Because there's a lot of places that you can find those things, folks. But it, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. It is really wicked. So I don't want you, if you're watching, and I'm not talking a whole lot about vaccines, I don't want to beat a dead horse because most of you in here, in the queue, you get it. You get it. Here's one of the issues that I deal with. Multitude of many counselors, great wisdom. And man, oh, man, oh, man, the wisdom in this queue is unbelievable. We can hear you now, Spencer. The wisdom in this queue is pretty amazing. And multitude of many counselors is great wisdom. And I lamented to you the other day that I don't always, I sometimes feel inadequate because there's so many things to bring to the table. And I don't know. I just can't get everything. I just can't get everything on the table. And then, as you know, I trust the Holy Spirit that when I walk down those steps and turn on the lights in my multi-million dollar studio, that I trust the Holy Spirit that he's going to guide us into all truth. And, you know, I prepare a show every day and come down here. And sometimes I get to what I planned and sometimes I don't get to what I planned. And I'm not totally 100% winging it, but a lot of winging going on here, to be honest with you. The show yesterday with Kelly Nelson was unbelievable. I mean, it was electric. I got a lot of great feedback on that. And then I get emails from people saying, listen, you need to have this guy on and this guy. And you know what? I know. And there's only so much we can do. I want to, Spencer, can you get that Facebook thing up there? Are you able to do that? It says Maggie on it. I just got to share this with you folks. Cause this is a testimony. I'm going to try to get through this without crying. This is a testimony of the motherhood of my wife, Michelle. And this is really kind of emotional, so I'm going to try to get through it. This is our daughter, Maggie. And Maggie and Isaiah have 3 beautiful children. If you just scroll down there, I just want you to see my wife's mothering skills in my children, all right? So, okay, back up, Spence, if you can. I'm sorry, man. Stay right there, right there. Our daughter, Maggie, and Isaiah. Maggie had a miscarriage about 4 months ago now. And it was very, very traumatic. She went to the doctor and the baby didn't have baby was about 15 weeks, didn't have a heartbeat. And pretty traumatic. And Maggie had to carry the baby for about another month. And then she gave birth to it. She birthed a little baby boy named Archer. They named him Archer, buried him under the cross at Sky High. Bob Evans, Tammy, all of you guys that helped with that, buried it. And yesterday was Archer's birthday. Would have been his birthday, April 1st. Now, we don't know if that's when it would have happened or not. But that was the due date, March 1st. So Maggie and Isaiah went up under the cross last night, yesterday, April 1st, whenever that was. And scroll down just a tad, and Michelle got him this little tombstone, and It says, God has you in his arms and we carry you in our heart. Archer Abel, 2020. And then the picture of the family, the little girls, Archer's little sisters, big sisters who went up and put the tombstone down there for little Archer. But Joe, I'm going to have to ask you to, because I'm not going to be able to do it. I want you to read what Maggie wrote yesterday on Facebook. And again, this is a tribute to Michelle and the type of daughter she raised. If you could, Joe, just read this as Maggie honored her little preborn son yesterday. I want you guys to think about this. Think about how many women lose a baby through abortion. Maggie's still grieving. Maggie still for 5 months has been grieving. She gave birth to this little baby. She held this little baby in her hands. She took pictures of this little boy. I can't imagine. And it's really been, you guys want to pray for somebody, pray for Maggie, because it's been a real traumatic experience in her life. And then she finds out she's pregnant. And she, you know, fear grips her. She doesn't want to go through it again. She wants to have a child so much. She wants a little boy so badly. She had one, had a little Archer. And so just somebody to pray for there. Sorry, this is kind of personal, but it is personal. This is in honor of my wife. I want you to read what my daughter wrote. And this is what mothering looks like in the life of my daughter. Joe, could you read that for us?
Yes, Coach. I've contemplated what to share, or even if I would share. But in the end, I just want our son to be remembered and honored. And there hasn't been one day that has passed by that I haven't thought of him and longed to welcome him into our family. My grief is now part of my existence as my heart has changed through the loss of his life and all the dreams it held. I turn to the lover of my soul, the one who knows my pain intimately and even weeps with me. He the hard and the happy. During this Holy Week, I am sensitive to the sacrifice Christ made, giving up his life to gain victory for all people. Death hurts us here on earth, but for those who believe in Christ Jesus, we will live eternally and have hope for here and for our future. While Archer is not here, I rejoice in knowing he is whole and experiencing completeness with his Creator. We will continue to speak of him and what he means to us. Mama loves you, little man.
So I salute my wife. And we covet your prayers for the safety of this new little life coming our way. And that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. And I couldn't be more proud of the way Maggie's handled this thing. So thank you guys for giving me that personal moment there.
Amen, Coach.
Thanks, Vinny. A Diary of a Glutton. Diary of a Glutton. Can you pull that up there real quick? Spencer, Bobby Lee's sister wrote this book in 2007, and Bobby brought me a copy of it. I know, you know, we've been talking about fasting, and yeah, I still haven't had any sugar. Still doing good. Weight still coming off, but more than that, getting victory over other areas of my life. I pray that you are too. But she wrote this book. Diana did, Diary of a Glutton. 10 years ago, no, 12 years, 13, 14 years ago. Still available on Amazon.com. And if, for those of you out there who are fighting gluttony, it's a sin. Come on now, it's a sin. You can get it on Amazon. Diary of a Glutton.
Hey, Coach, she says that people should go to eBay, not Amazon.
Go to eBay, Bobby. Is that what you said? Okay, folks, you're hearing that? There's the title of the book, Diary of a Glutton. Diary of a Glutton. And you can find it on eBay as well. All right? And let's get victory over our carnal man, all right? That's what we want to be able to do. Hey, let me send out a plea, although maybe I can. There it is up there. Thank you. You can get one for 10 bucks down there, whatever. If you're struggling with it or somebody in your family you know is struggling with it, Diary of a Glutton. Thanks, Bobby, for bringing that to our attention. Hey, we need a little bit of help here at Coach Dave Live. Here's where I don't know who I'm appealing to, but I keep getting emails after the show is over. People will say, hey, Coach, what was that link? And I don't know if you guys know this. As soon as we shut down this Google Hangout, the links are gone. Links are gone. And we used to put the links, every link that we used, maybe Jared's listening or Spencer, I don't know if they can do that. We used to put every link as part of the program at the bottom. Sometimes on YouTube. I don't know how we did it, Jared. I'm just talking out loud, right? Spencer's trying to say something. But if somebody out there would have the ability to be able to do that, and I'm talking out of school because I haven't discussed this with Jared. It would be great if somebody at the end of the show could put those links someplace where they're accessible to everybody. That's been a real struggle. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Silver.
Coach, I'm about 98% accurate on this, but I get the text every day in a Word document. Sometimes it's 35 pages long. So everything that everybody says in text, I've got a copy of.
Wow.
Including links. So if the show puts the links in the text, I'll have it. And if somebody wants a copy, send me an email at silver@spiritwar.org and I'll get you a copy.
Awesome. Okay, Spencer, Silver. So Spencer, Jared, you heard what I'm saying. We got to figure out a way that we can get these links. Okay, Jared gave me a thumbs up. So we'll get after that stuff. It's all good. This Flea Flicker Friday. Sorry, I started out let me get this. I hate computers. The world was better before we got them. I swear it was. So Flea Flicker Friday. If somebody wants to flick something, go ahead and flick it while I'm looking for something else here. Go ahead and come on in here.
Yeah, I'll flick it. Listen, I'll flick it real quick.
Okay.
The stimulus check was, so I heard somebody say that Trump's name has been signed to the stimulus check. And I got mine. I didn't look. Is that true? And somebody notable said that. So if Trump's name is on the check, what's that all about?
I don't know. That's kind of thing Vinny would normally know. That's up his conspiracy alley. What do you think there, Vinny? Anybody know? Anybody get a stimulus check with Trump's name on it?
I'm still waiting to see if I get one. But if his name's on the check, I mean, it's that's the whole story, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, do me a favor, Spence, real quickly, bud. Go to CoachDaveLive.com. Pull that up there for us. I want to show you a couple things on the calendar that are important, although that wasn't what came to mind. Although Expelling the Darkness, of course, that event, we're doing great with it. But listen, you want to get if you want to get the bonus, right? If you want to get the book and the free video on demand, got to register by the weekend, end of the weekend. Some of you still don't know who Russ Dizdar is and what an awesome thing this is going to be, and we want you to be part of it. In addition, we still have some cheap housing available if you want to do that. Chad's event, Embattled Warrior Special Ops Training, next weekend in Texas. I'm going to be there. Chad's got a good crew coming down there. I don't know how many he's got signed up, but it's doing. Look, folks, a lot of great stuff on our calendar there. Make sure you get in there, see what's going on. We want you all to be part of it. We don't want you to miss out. And there was a reason why I wanted to go to the calendar, and now I forget. So let me come back here and see. Said that. That's that. No. Okay, cool. I'm more prepared than it seems. It just seems that way. Let me, I got a couple of real quick videos I want to show you. Oh, no, now I know what I wanted. Now I know. Spencer, go to videos. Go to videos on our link. Yeah, Pastor Mike's fault. Well, I mentioned Michelle. Not said. Don't forget to mention Pastor Mike. He's at an event as well. We'll get that later. Let me put the couple price. Oh, yeah. Yes, there's a couple price. Thank you, Mel. Couple price. In other words, two of you can come for 150. If two of you are coming, it's not 100. Two of you can come for 150 because we only need one book and one video on demand. Folks, there are two must-watch videos on our website. Must watch. If you really want to get a good understanding of what's going on, they are the two. Mike Lindell released another video yesterday, which is unbelievable. It shows that the exact, how would you show? Pull that up here real quick. I want you all to see this. Flea Flicker Friday. Bear with me. I'm going to get into some deep stuff. Scientific Proof is the name of it. But here's what I want you to see. And then we're not going to watch this. Just play it a second, Spencer. And I want you to just fast forward to any place in there. I don't need to hear anything. I'm going to show people something. This physicist who's been studying there, stay right there. Just stop that right there, Spencer. Folks, I don't know if you can see this on your screen, but this is a physicist who's been doing studies on the election since the election. And if you see right there, you got to watch the video, okay? But he's showing you a pattern on that screen right now. There it is. Thank you. This is Hamilton County, Ohio. The blue line is population. The red line is voters. Ballots is the red line. Predicted ballots. Anyway, folks, here's what happened. They did all 88 counties in Ohio, and the exact same pattern ratio showed up in all 88 counties.
Imagine that.
Folks, do you understand the significance of this? Every county in Ohio, this guy's from Ohio. This is a fabulous video. Every county in Ohio had the exact same ratio. In other words, the ratio was the same. It was based off the 2010 census. In several counties, they had more ballots cast than people living in the county. This is a fabulous video. If you want to know what's going on, you got to watch this. Okay, just scroll ahead just a little bit if you can on that thing, Spencer, so people get an idea of what I'm saying. So there he is with Mike. There you see the pattern behind him, folks. That pattern never changed in every county. Look at Stark County to the left, right? The two ones behind Mike Lindell. If you go to Hamilton County, if you go to Licking County, the pattern never stops, which is a physical, scientific impossibility. Every county.
Absolutely impossible.
And so the voter fraud was everywhere in the United States. And it's been for quite a while. Now, we'll go back to that one, Spencer, if you can. Folks, please take time to watch this. There it is. Okay, he's showing you there the population. You see the blue line at the top of that. That's the number of ballots cast. And the black line is the number of people that live, not are registered, that live in the county. And this goes on and on and on all across. And then the second video that is unbelievable to watch at the same time. Go back to the beginning, Spence. The next video is another physicist who's done his own research, and he says the exact same thing. These are guys who are not working together. This is fascinating as well. So if you really want to, here it is. Here's what the both guys say. June 1st, this will be known to everybody. It'll be undeniable that the election was rigged. And then two questions are going to come out. Not will Donald Trump be president, because nobody knows. But it's going to be plainly obvious that Joe Biden isn't by January 1st, right? And then it's plain. Mike Lindell made a point yesterday. This was unbelievable. He said if we had not gone through this process, if the Supreme Court had stepped in and changed the election or whatever, thrown out votes, we would never have known this was going on. And it's been going on all across America, county by county, for who knows how long. When you hear people say that our presidents and our elected officials are selected, not elected, they now have concrete proof that that absolutely is what happened. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, this is an example of truth falling in the street. So I think everyone knows empirically it was rigged. Everyone knows the data is there. Now you got people producing the data.
Mark, you know what he did?
See, data is well beyond truth. All right, so this is what I'm saying, Coach. Remember in the very beginning when you got me, I said everyone's got their own truth, and that stirred some people up. There's only one truth.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. Look, they are developing as many truths as they want. Now, society can't discern truth. So even though we got two videos of empirical data, we've had that information, and they still elected him. So I guess what I'm saying, Coach, is when does truth reign from this data that he uncovered?
Well, again, remember, folks, we've said here a number of times, our problem is there's no redress of grievances. There's who do you turn to, right? Who do you turn to? But they say this evidence. So here's what, let me give you a real nut in a nutshell. Here's what they did. The this guy who's been working on it, he said, how do they make this work? And he came up with kind of his own algorithm, looking at things. Said, I think this is how it works. So he went out and he plugged in the data from the 2010 election or census. And he went into the one individual county and he put in the algorithm on how he thinks it happened. And it produced a graph, right? And then he said, okay, if that's how it happened, then we ought to be able to see what the election results were in this county. And he put in, based on his own algorithm, he put in the statistics off the 2010 election. And then he went back and he grabbed the actual data and he plugged it in and it fit almost perfectly. That was the first one he did. He just did it on his own, plugged in the data that he thought they probably used and plugged it in and boom, it matched almost to a T.
Amen. So if people wanted to disprove data, they certainly have all the information to do it. You could show graphs and charts of a blood test of a male and a female. The people won't believe that's all there is. They want to believe there's more. People are wanting to avoid truth.
They are, Mark. You're right.
So all this science and data, what's the point of it if they're going to read and just ignore it and say, no, that's not the way it is? delusion? God sent this delusion. He put the scales on Paul's eyes. He silenced is it Nehemiah? but Zechariah, maybe. But the point is God's doing these things, and it's up to us to know it and share it with who we can. But how in the world do you fix it?
That's what we got to figure out, isn't it? Craig, come on, and then Larry. Hey, Spencer, while he's doing that, get the video that says Pastor Abortion ready and put it at 1.5 speed. Go ahead, Larry. Or Craig, I'm sorry, yeah. I said Craig.
Okay, Craig first.
Go ahead, Craig.
The best way I heard this explained, Coach, is Dominion was also a software that was used for people that could vote for companies that had stock. So let's just say I had 100 shares of stock and you had 1,000 shares of stock. When you go to vote and just say your corporate takeover or whatever you're allowed to vote on as a shareholder, your 1,000 shares of stock have a voting factor of a higher amount than mine because you got 1,000. So there's an algorithm, there's a mathematical formula that they divide all the stocks up and say, okay, Craig, your vote's one, but Coach, because you have 1,000 shares, your vote's 1.025. Yeah,
got it.
So what they did is they used that aspect of this Dominion software. So when someone voted for the Democratic presidential, their one vote wasn't one vote because the software carried it as 1.025.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, of course, they have to go back and figure out what they need numerically, you know, to beat Trump. You know, it might have been 1.346. And that's where they screwed up. See,
that's why they had to stop. They had to stop and change the algorithm.
Right. Because the software can handle that. And it's running in the background where people can't see it because they're very nefarious. Mm-hmm. And that's how I understood it. It made sense.
Statistics lie and liars use statistics. Come on in, Larry, then Roger, and then I want to show the video. Go ahead, Larry.
Okay, yeah, I just want to say that despite my better judgment and my past sayings, I did jump back into the Republican Party politics again this time around. I got elected as the executive committee man for my precinct.
Good.
And the first resolution I'm presenting at our county Republican meeting is a resolution to instruct all of our South Carolina House members and our one South Carolina Senate member from our area to sponsor a bill in the South Carolina House to true the vote, to examine the vote in South Carolina during the 2020 election. And also, we're going to double whammy it. If our Republican Party in the county doesn't pass that resolution and doesn't tell our delegates to support a bill like that, then there's a group of us citizens, we're going in front of the county council, which is separate from the Republican Party county group, in front of the county council with the exact same resolution, only this asking our representatives and the one senator to sponsor exactly the same bill. And
gotta keep pressure on him, man. God bless you. Right man, right place. Roger, hang on, Craig, hang on. I want to show you this. This is a video real quickly of a I don't know who this priest pastor is, okay? But people showed up outside his church with abortion pictures. And usually when that happens, when you take your abortion, the bloody abortion pictures to churches on Sunday morning, the pastors freak out and the elders come out and it's just awful. Why are you doing this? This is a church service. We don't need to hear about that. We don't need it in our face. And this was a video of a pastor. They came to his church, and this is a rare response from a pastor. And I just want to share this with you. Spencer, 1.5 speed. Do you have it on that? We'll get through it a little bit quicker here. Okay, here we go. I don't even know the pastor's name.
I think we have run out of the little booklets. Did we run out? There's probably maybe only a half dozen left. There's a few left. We'll try to grab more. They might have some more. How many of you noticed our friends out on the street, on the sidewalk this morning holding signs? How many of you were a little bothered by that? Be honest with me. You were a little bothered by that. I know people were bothered because I started getting phone calls and texts. Folks. There's people out on the street corners holding up signs.
Still,
you know?
No volume, Spence.
What's the message? Well, the message.
Technical difficulties here. Hang on, Roger, come on in while we're waiting on these technical difficulties.
I was just going to say, the thing we constantly hear from the elected officials now. Go ahead, I can come back.
No, okay. So listen to this guy's response. Go ahead, Jared, if we got it.
The message is that the church has allowed abortion and a variety of other things, but primarily that message out there is that the church has allowed abortion to exist in society. You say, well, no, we didn't. Yes, we did. We're the ones that the authority was given. Jesus didn't give his authority unto the world. He gave it unto his children, under his disciples, and to his apostles, of which you and I are. We're the ones that were given the Great Commission. We're the ones that have been given power and authority to change things in society. So why does evil exist? Because good men, and the only good men are the ones who've received goodness, righteousness from Jesus, people like you and people like me. The only thing that allows evil to exist is that good men have done nothing. You say, well, I haven't done nothing. I've done something. Well, maybe there's more that we can do. And so we'll continue to push this. I can't push you beyond. Nobody can push anybody beyond what they're willing to go. Allow yourself to be pushed by the Holy Ghost to do more. To do more. And so we say it often every Wednesday morning and every Friday morning. Right here in our town, little babies are murdered. It is not an abortion clinic. It is not a women's health clinic whatsoever. There's no health about it. There's no clinical care about it either. It's a murder mill. And it should be shut down. Amen! And so that's what those guys are out there for. We've known Christopher Bradley. That's who's out there. And he's ministered here before.
Okay, you can stop it. You can stop it there, Spencer. Here's the point. This guy wasn't impacted with pride and telling everybody how pro-life he was and all. He has a proper response. Those guys outside holding those pictures are holding us accountable, and they should. That should be the response of most pastors in the pulpit, and it isn't. It's not. We are the ones responsible for all of this evil stuff going on. We are, because we permitted to. And I just wanted to salute this guy. At least he didn't get mad and complain and say things about the people. No. We've dropped the ball and admit it. Go ahead, Roger.
Oh, my comment seems irrelevant to that.
No, go ahead.
But quickly, our elected officials are constantly telling us Donald Trump did not give us any facts or anything to support the election fraud. The answer is because he wasn't able to see the machines.
Watch the two videos. Watch the two videos we posted.
You know,
the
they must think we are absolutely stupid. Because to say that in public to us and not to clarify, well, of course, you didn't let them see the machines.
Well, Roger, they didn't even let them see the sworn affidavits, right?
Nothing. So don't ever let them tell you or anybody, well, he didn't give us or he wasn't able to show us that there was fraud. Uh-huh. Well, I'm sorry. Once we get the machines, we can show you. You didn't let us have the machines.
Well, so we got to know the Mike Lindell and Linwood, and they're all still working on it. My wife, God bless my wife, she always says the same thing. Well, honey, who's going to do anything about it? I don't know. I don't know. But all we can do, first of all, is get the fact that one of the guys yesterday called for a citizen's grand jury. We ought to call a citizen's grand jury where the evidence is presented. And then let people, let the chips fall where they may. Let us present the evidence of what happened and then go for that. Because if we don't get our elections right, we're never going to win. Pull up the video of Matt Troella, because I want you to see Matt Troella's latest video, which is a good one. And this is why we're losing the pro-life battle. Remember, Flea Flicker Friday. Stay with me here today, okay? Okay, go ahead and play this. It's only 3 minutes. Pastor Matt Troella.
The pro-life movement has spent the last several years, millions upon millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of man hours, trying to get heartbeat bills passed across the country. On February 17th this year, the South Carolina legislature passed their heartbeat bill. It was heralded and hailed as a great pro-life victory by the GOP leadership, by the pro-life pro-family groups. And the very next day, the federal courts trampled that bill. In fact, 11 states now have passed heartbeat bills, and all of them have seen their laws trampled by the federal courts. The pro-life movement thinks that they have to undo the evil of Roe by getting the Supreme Court to rule against Roe, and that has been a failed policy. The pro-life movement has brought 38 cases since Roe to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court has ruled against the preborn all 38 times. Yet the pro-life movement goes back again and again to ask the tyrant to end their tyranny. Why line up at the tyrant's gate? That's absurdity. We do not have to go through the Supreme Court and undo Roe in order to protect the preborn. Did you hear me? We do not have to go through the Supreme Court and undo Roe in order to protect the preborn. We created a government with checks and balances precisely for a situation like this. There's murder going on, and the other branches of government need to step up to the plate and stop it. Not just hide behind the skirt of the court and say, well, the Supreme Court has ruled. All we can do is obey. Their duty is interposition. Their duty is to stand in defiance of the evil and bring an end to this slaughter. And because the pro-life movement hasn't been demanding that of the state magistrates have decided, well, we'll just politicize this evil. We'll just regulate their murder rather than do their duty and stop the murder cold. If you give a politician something less than what is needed and necessary, he'll take it every single time. And when it comes to the murder of the preborn, what is necessary is its complete abolition, the complete outlawing and criminalizing of it, and nothing less. And listen to me, it is crucial that you, as a person, as an individual, pick up this thinking, and that you go to your magistrates and you demand of them interposition for the preborn, and you don't accept anything less. We here at Defy Tyrants have taught thoroughly that the states are legally, morally, and historically right to defy the federal judiciary and protect these preborn children. Check out our writings, contact us. We'd be more than happy to help you out in order to get this message out for those who cannot speak for themselves.
All politics is becoming local again. Larry, that's why it's important that you are where you are. Sanctuary cities for the preborn, sanctuary cities for educate folks. All government is local. And as long as we continue to bow to Washington, D.C., we're going to continue to get the same mess that we're going to get. We know the Supreme Court is they're compromised, if not bought off. And so we don't know what's going on right there, right? But something's going on there. We can't trust them. And as Pastor Matt's saying, we can't go to the Supreme Court and ask them to overturn Roe because they didn't have the authority in the first place. And so we keep going back to ask them to do something that they don't have the authority to do. RJ, come on in real quickly.
Yeah, Coach, you just pointed it out that we've got to have the grand jury in operation, but you don't use the illegitimate grand jury that's set up by the statutory government. And so last night I was on a call with a group, 3141 United. Liberty Mail knows a little bit about them. It was a long call, and they're going into this in detail. They've got the works are in operation. They've done the groundwork, the common law work, and it's simply a matter of informing. Really, you need 13 people in every county, and this group is called 3141 because that's how many counties there are in the United States. The way you overturn all these corrupt judges, because they're all most of them are illegitimate, and most of them are compromised. They're in a human trafficking operation known as abortion. Yep. It's recycling human body parts. So we've got to form these groups. They're well established, and I think that it's going to be wise to get everybody, whether you're Republican or whatever. I'm engaged as a Republican here. To get the party to see this, and if the party won't see it, they're corrupt.
But we know this, RJ and Larry. I know Larry's getting in here. The people, listen, folks. I'm going to tell you this: your local Republican Central Committee, whatever you call it, that is full of compromised people for the most part. People get on those committees to butter their own bread or to do whatever. They, for the most part, if there are 30 people in your local Republican Central Committee, let's say, 24 of them have been there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
That's right.
And so nothing happens locally because everything has to go through the local Republican Central Committee, which is, Larry, that's what you're saying. You have now entered into that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I was there back in 2011, but I'm back again. Never mind. I forget what I was going to say.
Larry, we need to talk.
Yeah, well, listen, folks. Here's one of the things. Larry, somebody's 918 says we need to talk. Listen, that is the magic that's going on right here. I want to show you something else. I didn't make a big deal about this yesterday. I texted some guys afterwards and said, we need to begin to call Joe Manchin and Senator Kristen Sinema in Arizona, because they are the two Democrat elected senators in red states that we need to stand up against this HR1, this kill Christianity bill that's sweeping across America. We need one Democratic senator to flip, because it's 50-50 in the Senate. Come on, Camel Toes Harris, and she's the deciding vote. And they're trying to ram this thing through, which will have a devastating effect. So yesterday I texted about, I don't know, 30, 40 people, said, please call Joe Manchin's office, gave him the script, and a lot of you did it. And I'm glad you did it. And this is one of the things, we had a meeting last Saturday, Liberty Mail and some others were working on trying to make this happen here in Ohio. So let me give you another thing that you can do right now, if you will. Go to, where is it? Free. I'm going to start numbering these things. It'll make it easier for you, Spence. Clear down at the bottom, right under Lindell Vids, it says freeohionow.com. Freeohionow.com. This is right here. This is an offshoot of a conversation we had the other day. And look at this. We have now a call to action in Ohio. Folks, I'm sorry if you're not from Ohio. I think you can still participate. See, our Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, he's been pounding on his chest and bragging about how good our elections have been. Boy, Ohio's had clean elections. And the guy who did the algorithm of the movie, the show I told you to watch about on our website, said Ohio was probably 16 points. Trump probably won Ohio by 16 points rather than the 7 that the Frank LaRose and his crew tells us that he did, not to mention all the down ballot stuff, right? So we've decided here that it's time for us to turn up the heat on our local Secretary of State. And pardon my French, what the hell's going on, Frank? You sit in your house and you tell us what a great job you're doing. They're screwing us, brother. What are you doing? So if you want to take part in that, right up on the screen right now, a call to action put together by freeohionow.com, a coalition of groups that we're trying to get together and work together. Call. It's all right there, man. I don't know if you can make it bigger or not, Spence. Maybe we can put this in the chat as well. Shows you exactly what to do. Number one thing, You got to watch that Lindell video I was telling you about, because it blows it wide open. And then you got to send that video to others so they'll watch that video so they'll understand what's going on. And then send the video to Frank LaRose. This is all there available at freeohionow.com. Folks, would you do this? Would you guys? There's a script. If you want to send an email, there's an email script. I don't care where you are. Would you please send an email, make a phone call to our Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, and say, what the hell is going on? That's the words I would use, all right? But we can't let this guy just hide up there because there wasn't a whole lot of controversy in Ohio, and pound his chest and tell us what a great job Ohio is doing, because we're not doing Ohio doing well. Why? Because if you're sending the video, they'll show you how the algorithms are already set in every daggone state. And we have already lost our free elections. Folks, listen, these algorithms are picking our senators, our congressmen, our it's picking them all, my friends. It's picking them all. And so we're putting our target on Frank LaRose, freeohionow.com. You can go right there. You say, well, I don't live in Ohio. I know. But this impacts us all. And we're pointing our target at Frank LaRose. So you can do something, make action, Coach Dave action if you want to. Yes, I'm going to get this up on our website. Yes, I'm going to push this out to others. But right there it is, folks. It's so easy to make a phone call. You're probably going to get a voicemail. They're probably not even going to talk about it. But I want Frank LaRose, when he goes to bed tonight, or when he wakes up Monday morning, he says, holy criminy, they're busting me out. They caught on. These are the type of things we have to begin to do. Let's see to Roger, then Randy, and then Mel. Go ahead, Roger. Go ahead, Randy. Roger's asleep. Then Coach, Mel.
Coach, point I want to make, this is ministry. This is ministry. I don't know why people don't think this is spiritual, but it is. Coach, and I don't know if we have time to go there, but 2 Corinthians chapter 4 is all about Paul talking about how ministry. And what he's trying to say is when we speak truth, that is ministry. Coach, we're speaking truth by calling, by being part, by doing things like this. And it's let me read this, Coach.
We got it up on the screen.
We have to see this, Coach. This is biblical. Verse 13, it says, we also believe and therefore speak.
Mm.
Coach, that's powerful.
I believe and therefore I have spoken. Right? And we also believe, and therefore we speak. Truth, right, Randy?
Speak it's about truth. Yeah, Coach. We think that we have to be in the four walls, or we have to be some special setting to be ministering and to speaking truth. No, Coach. By standing against evil, you're showing the truth. You're speaking truth. Every day, everywhere we go, we should be speaking truth. And yeah, this is what we're doing.
Amen. Hey, so get that. Oh, I don't know if you can find it real quick. Let me get Mel in here. Spencer, I got to find it. Go ahead, Mel. I'm going to send it to you. Go ahead. Come on in, Mel.
Just a quick comment. Good morning, everybody. I mean, how many other elections has this affected too? I mean, we're thinking about Donald Trump and the presidential election, but probably for decades, you know, as long as we've had these voting machines, you know, this has affected down ballot, you know, type races too. I think about a guy that was running in Columbus, who was running against an established Democrat, he probably won. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, it affects everything. Not, you know, we're thinking about presidential, but I mean, it affects everything.
Hey, Mel, I go back to 2010 when I ran for Congress. I wonder if I won. If these algorithms are already set, so they're, I finished third, I think. Maybe, I don't know. I was in striking distance. Who knows how far this stuff goes back, folks? So we have to demand, number one, paper ballots, right? We have to have paper ballots. We have to have ballots that people can actually, we can no longer trust those machines. Roger, did you want to get in? Because your hand's still up, and so's Craig. One of you guys want to get in? Larry, your hand's still. One of you, come on in.
Okay. Yeah, I remembered what I wanted to say. And this is something each and every one of us in the queue here and listening can do in regards to this. It's obvious that voter fraud took place, and some of these states are actually going to file a lawsuit against the federal government on this voting issue thing. Now, when they do, please, please, people, notify your attorney generals in your state. Don't go to a federal court and file your suit. The Constitution calls for the Supreme Court to have original jurisdiction in every case where a state is a party. That's Article 3, Paragraph 2. Article 3, Section 2, Paragraph 2. Article 3, Section 2, Paragraph 2. And I have confronted my attorney general here in South Carolina multiple times. Why don't you take your lawsuit straight to the Supreme Court? And he says, that's not the way it's done. I say, that's the way the Constitution says it's done. And he turns a deaf ear. But if enough of us put pressure on the attorney generals to follow the Constitution, maybe something different would happen.
I'm with you, man. All politics is local. We can't. Hey, Randy, that was the mic drop of the day, right? This is ministry, folks. Despite what your 6-foot icicles told you, this is ministry. Getting involved in the everyday affairs. Go ye where? Where did he tell us to go? Into our prayer closets? Is that where he told us to go? Go ye into your churches. Is that where he told us to go? No. Go ye where? Into all the world. You are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Where do you put salt? Do you put it inside the salt shaker? Do you hide it inside the church? Do you keep all the salt in there? Or do you take it out and spread it everywhere you go? Do you spread it into the political realm? Do you spread it in the educational realm? Do you see, they've told us just the opposite in our churches. Just the opposite, they've told us. Just the opposite. Pull up, I just sent it to you, Spencer. Pull up that new t-shirt we're working on. And I'll get Jeff Nell in here and then Silver while we're... Well, Silver, you go first because your mic's open. Then Jeff, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Basically, what you're saying is it's time to get loud.
That's right. Make our voices heard, open our mouth and speak.
And to not shut up.
Amen, Joe. Jesus was an activist. It's on your screen right now. Everything is political. Wake up, church. Wake up, church. They are trying to control every aspect of our lives through politics. Every aspect of our lives being controlled through politics. Everything is political. Jesus was an activist. Come on in, Jeff.
Yeah, with the county commissioners meeting yesterday morning, and I told them I was ticked off, and I expressed myself. And guess what? Two commissioners came over and spoke to me.
Wow.
After good. All this time.
Good. Keep it up then, huh? Huh? Keep going. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Come on in, Susan.
Yeah, we back in 1997 or 1998 in the city of Brook Park, we had a special election on the ballot for the expansion of the airport, Cleveland Hopkins Airport there. And they put that on the ballot. They brought in Diebold machines specifically for that election. As soon as the election was over that night, those machines were back on a plane and out of the city. And there were tons of people that were basically voted out of their homes back there. And the expansion never took place.
So folks, listen to me. You've got to watch those videos. Make time while you're cleaning the house, whatever, you're driving someplace. Watch both of those videos because it will equip you, okay? You will then know that when you go talk to these people, you will have knowledge they don't have. Knowledge is power. Both of those videos, you have got to watch both of those videos. Come on in, Craig.
Hey, Coach. I'm driving today, and I did call Joe Manchin that last time, and something that I learned when we were up there in Pennsylvania at Regalsburg is, as Mike was saying, your phone's a weapon. And I was just thinking, you know, maybe Monday or what, you could go and put this information in chat. And I need to put that in my contacts because, like, right now, if I had that information in my contacts, I could just hit that. I could make a phone call. If I'm waiting, I'm going to MVA, I could sit there and just pull up a email and I could do all that. And it's all, and if I was talking to somebody, I could just send them that contact information. Because sometimes I think we all have good intentions, but then we don't have the information and it's like, point. You know, and it gets lost. Yeah, so
that's right.
Maybe
good
this information needs to be stored in our phone contacts and maybe we would use it more.
Amen. Amen. What if every one of you watching this right now, what if you've got 10 other people to make a call? See, this is how we, folks, this is how the left does it. They're unified in what they're doing. And Liberty Mel, she can attest to, this is my heart. This is what I'm trying to get all these groups. Hey, Mel, come on in here a second, Mel. How many groups, individual groups, do you think there are just in Ohio? Any idea, Mel?
Oh, I think it's hundreds. I really do. And I think some people are like, oh, that's Pollyanna thinking. But if you think of the Liberty groups, and then we haven't even touched on the Christian groups, because Christian groups haven't worked together either. Right. So, single issue groups, I mean, there's hundreds of groups. So, I mean, if we're reaching out to just the leaders, and let's say that maybe only 100 groups want to work with us, I mean, multiply that out times the number of members that they have, we could be a force to be reckoned with. And so it seems like people are open to the idea. I think we just have to present it the right way and then get connected. And, using the sports analogy, we need coaches to call plays, kind of like Free Ohio Now is doing through their website, based on discussions that we're having. So I'm encouraged. Yeah. I think there's hundreds of groups.
So folks, do you think that a pro-abortion group like Created Equal, Mark Harrington's my great friend. I'm not being critical of Mark at all. Don't ever think that's what I'm saying. But could Mark Harrington's huge email list, could they email Frank LaRose about our elections? Well, of course they could. Of course they could. Why don't they? Well, because first of all, Mark probably didn't know about it. And if he did know about it, well, Mark would work with us. But a lot of groups, that's not what we do. We don't get involved with that. Well, how stupid is that, right? So this is this coalition. We have to bring this together, this coalition. We got to bring it together. We already have it. It's called the body of Christ. It's called the body of Christ. Unfortunately, some of them are just sitting in those pews. And I hate to tell you this, they're not really members of the body of Christ. They're onlookers. They're not in. But those of us who are in, I didn't get a chance to read you. Anyway, I'll show. Joe Allen, come on in. I know I'm telling you the truth. You can get as mad as you want to. You can flip me off. You can send bad things. You can put comments down at the bottom of YouTube. I don't care. I know I'm telling you the truth. Go ahead, Joe.
As we're sitting here talking about our freedom, under our belts, they're pushing the Second Amendment out the door.
Yes, sir.
When they get control of the Second Amendment, I'm talking about the House, then our rights are going out the door.
So, Joe, that's why, Larry, we need to have sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment, right? They have no authority over us. Folks, it's a God-given right. The right to keep and bear arms is a God-given right. Shall not be infringed. They can't do that to us. Let them pass all the damn laws they want to pass. Doesn't happen here. Not here. No, that don't apply here. That's all we need to do. Get back to local government. Local government. It's not brain... They say brain surgery. Is brain surgery more complicated than kidney surgery? I always wondered that. Huh? Is brain surgery more complicated than what they did to Mike Blake's lungs? Is that? So brain surgery is easy because brains can be washed, unfortunately. Come on in, Mel.
I mean, how long do we work in this corrupt system? I mean, we're in a rigged system, and you're talking about sanctuary cities and things, and I'm like, okay, that is just sort of an intermediary step because, why should we have to become a sanctuary anything? If people really were, we the people, if it really mattered, then we should be, we should say. So, and I think that's what the 3141 United is really working on, getting back to that common law that has probably on purpose been bred out of our minds. Like, we don't know about that because it's not taught anymore. But I'd like to learn more about that because, we're just going with our little hat in our hand. Like, can I have a piece of bread, please? When really we should be the ones that are, they should care what we think and they don't.
Okay, Spencer, real quickly, Spencer, see if you can earn a special letter here today. Google religion in America. Religion in America, real quickly. Maybe Wikipedia. There's a lot of websites. Which one do we get here? Just pull one of them up. Yeah. Yeah, religions in America. Let's go down here at the bottom real quick, Spencer. See if they don't show us religions by numbers. See if we can't find some chart here. Down at the bottom, maybe. Come on, man. Come on, man. There's a list of them. There we go. There we go, Spencer. Pull her on up here and expand that dude for us, will you? Hey, folks, look at this. Now, we know this isn't true. Right there. Look at that. Christian, Protestant, white, evangelical, yada, yada, yada. 68.9% of Americans claim to be Christian. Claim to be Christian, all right? How many non-Christian are there? Let's see. Go down there. 7%. What? 7%. You see it? Highlight that, Spencer. Poke on that for those who can't see. Non-Christian. Down to bottom. Down to bottom. Down to bottom. Up, 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 up. Non-Christian. 7.1% of Americans are non-Christian. Are you kidding me? Who's setting the rules and regulations in America? Oh, don't push your morality on me. Well, they're pushing their immorality on us, folks. You get it? You understand what's going on? It's amazing. 44% of people claim to be Protestants. 22% are Catholics. Mormons are another 2%. Jehovah's Witness, Orthodox Christian. And then 24% unaffiliated Christians. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So it's time we flexed our muscles. And Lord help us to wake up those guys in the pulpits. Jeff, now come in, then Mel again.
Yeah, real quick, Coach. I want to talk to you two commissioners. They say, Jeff, I agree with everything that you say, but...
Hey, Jeff, Christians say that. Christians say that. Jeff, Christians say that! I'm not mad. It just seems like it. I don't mind the law saying it. I expect the law to say it. 70% Christian and no advancement of Christian values in our law. Somebody tell me what the hell's going on. Come on in, Rochelle.
Good morning, everyone. This is Luke 12:51. Do you think I have come to bring peace to the earth? No. I have come to bring strife and division. So we are meant to call out the things that are wrong. But the thing is, there isn't always a conclusion. We may just be living in division forever. It's really uncomfortable for me. I would rather not. You know, I like my life. I like my job. And then, you know, when I'm called out to do activist things in a system that I know is corrupt, and I feel like we can't gain any ground because they're just starting fires everywhere we're putting them out. Jesus clearly knew what his destiny was and where he was going to end up. And he let everyone know that doesn't matter. Yeah, that's right. It's going to look like a loss to you, but I am going to fight and battle and die for you. And the
gospel of Rodney King says what? Why can't we all just get along? No church, no church, no church.
Just get along. The first, look at one generation removed from God, there was a murder. One generation removed. So one little sin from their parents led to the greatest sin in their children.
Peace, when there is no peace. Michelle, I got to get Alan in real quickly. Peace, where there is no peace. Come on in, Alan.
Coach, when I worked at the little Sumter County Jail down here in Florida, Sumter County, Florida, we averaged around 300 inmates. And when I'd be booking them in, Coach, I booked in Christian murderers, Christian drunks, Christian thieves, anything you want to talk about. Every one of them said they's Christians, Coach.
Uh-huh. Amen. Amen. Well, that means they're on our side ultimately, right? Huh? Peace when there is no peace. That's what we're dealing with, friends. Jesus said, remember Matthew 8, blessed are the peacemakers, not the peacekeepers. I think it's time we made some peace. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.